There should be nothing intervening, no intervening substance between the person, the basar of the person, the actual flesh of the person, and the water. And then the Gemara goes on to say that's a din d'oraisa, but there's from pasuk, but there's also halacha l'moshe miSinai that defines exactly what there shouldn't be a chatzitza. So is a mashu a chatzitza? Is anything a chatzitza? So there's a halacha l'moshe miSinai which says that there are two components. To be considered a chatzitza in the Torah, there are two components. One that has to be rov, it has to cover rov haguf. Now, parenthetically, when I say haguf, there's a big shayla in the Rishonim. Does the guf mean the entire guf, including the hair? We know the hair has to be immersed in the mikveh as well. So when we say rov, does it mean rov of everything? Or do we look at the body and the hair separately? So that if you had a chatzitza in rov of your hair, that would also already be considered rove, or in rove of your body without the hair, that would already be considered rove. That's the sheet of the Gaonim and many Rishonim. The Rambam's Cholik and says, no, it means the entire body with the hair has to be rove covered. Okay, we'll see if that's going to come up again or not. Al Kopanim, the first component has to be rove, has to cover the majority of the person. And the second component has to be a davar hamakbid. Has to be something that you're makbid on, meaning something that you don't want it to be there, which according to many Rishonim means not that you never want it to be there, but at least there are definite times when you don't want it to be. You don't want it always to be there. So you're makbid on sometimes that it not be on you. So if you meet those two conditions, that the chatzitza, whatever it is, this intervening substance, covers rove of the person, and it's something that he's makbid on, that he doesn't want it to be there at times, then that's a chatzitza min ha-Torah, and it invalidates his tevila min ha-Torah. But if it's missing either one, if it's only a miut, even if it's something you're makbid on, but it's only covering a miut of the person, or if it's covering the robe of the person, but it's something you're not makbid on, something you don't mind it being there, then it does not pass the tevilah min haTorah. But the Rabbana made gzera, and the Gemara says in all three places that the Gemara made gzera, and they were gozer on a robe she'eno makbid atu robe hamakbid, and on a miut hamakbid. A miyat hamakbid at the rov hamakbid. There's both things, both rov she'eno makbid and miyat hamakbid. They aser otu rov hamakbid. Then the Gemara asks the question. So once we asered already miyat hamakbid, why don't we take it a step further and ask even miyat she'eno makbid? And the Gemara says also once we asered rov she'eno makbid, why don't we take it a step further and ask her even miyud hamakpid? Miyud shein hamakpid, excuse me. Again, once we ask her miyud hamakpid, so why don't we go further and ask her miyud shein hamakpid, or through miyud hamakpid? And once we ask her rov shein hamakpid, why don't we ask her miyud shein hamakpid? That's the way the Gemara phrases the kasha in two places, in Sukkah and in Erevin. In neither, the Gemara only asks half the kasha. The Gemara only asks that we should aser miut she'eno makpid atu miut hamakpid. The Gemara doesn't ask atu rov she'eno makpid, just atu miut hamakpid. In any case, this is the same basic gist of the kasha. We should extend the gzera derabanan to miut she'eno makpid. So the Gemara says no, it's haguf gzera. The whole din of rov she'eno makpid is gzera, and the whole din of miyat hamakpid is gzera, because in each case you're missing one component. The only deraisa again is rov and makpid. If it's rov and eno makpid, or if it's miyat, even though makpid, you're missing each time one component. Those are only derabanans, those aren't gzeras. So vanan nekum nixer gzera, we don't make a gzera l'gzera. We're not going to make a second step of miyat she'eno makpid, that would be gzera l'gzera. That's what the Gemara says. So there's a very famous kasha, which many Achorim deal with. One of the earlier sources, at least in print, for this kasha is the Yeshuas Yaakov, here in Hilchas Tevila, as follows. Once the Rabbanan Taka Asard, Rov, something that covers Rov, even though it's Eino Makpid, but if you go to the mikveh and you have something on you which is covering Rov of your guf, so your tefillah is not going to be kosher. Meet the rabbanan. You're not makbid. It's covering. Let's say clothing, which are well. At least, let's not give examples. But something which is covering rove of your guf, and you're not makbid on it. Something you're not makbid on. So meet the rice is fine, but meet the rabbanan passes your tefillah. So once it passes your tefillah, meet the rabbanan. So aren't you memeila makbid? I'm going to the mikveh for a reason. I want my tefillah to be good. So if I'm going to go to the mikveh with a davar that's a chatzitza that covers rov of the guf, and the rabbanim are going to pass on my tefillah even though I'm eino makbid, memela I'm going to be makbid. So every rov she'eino makbid, which was only the rabbanim, should automatically become rov hamakbid. It should automatically revert from a rabbanim to a daraisa. How do you ever have a matzav of rov she'eino makbid? Every rov she'eino makbid, you should automatically be makbid on, and it becomes rov hamakbid. And if you'll say, no, okay, maybe yeah, maybe it's true. But it can't be true, Lachari, because the Gemara says, at least in Sukkah and Erevin, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why weren't we gozer on Miyat She'eno Makbid, or to Rov HaMakbid, Rov She'eno Makbid? Why weren't we gozer on Miyat She'eno Makbid, or to Rov She'eno Makbid? And the Gemara answered, no, Rov She'eno Makbid is only the Rabbanim. We're not going to make Gezerah. But if you're going to say that, no, well, Rov She'eno Makbid, it started as a Rabbanim, but it automatically morphed into a deraisa because Rosh Hashanah Makbid, you're Mela Yomakbid, and the Mela Rosh Hashanah Makbid is inherently Rosh Hamakbid, and it is deraisa, then we could have been gozer on even Miyat She'eino Makbid. We should be gozer on Miyat She'eino Makbid, or to Rosh Hashanah Makbid, because Rosh Hashanah Makbid essentially is a deraisa. So it must be it's not. It must be Rosh She'eino Makbid is indeed only a Rabbana. But why not? Why isn't that a deraisa? Why isn't Rosh Hashanah Makbid really Rov HaMakbid?
Do you declare you're not Makbid on the Miyut and say, because I'm Makbid, I want my Tevila, Memela, I'm not Makbid on the Miyut?
No, but Makbid means that it's times that you don't want it on you.
So
that,
Makbid means I'm Makbid on the Tevila. It has nothing to do with
no,
the Chatzit.
No,
that's what he's saying.
No, that's
since
not Makbid.
I want the Tevila, no, I'm Makbid on the Tevila. No, because I'm Makbid on the Tevila.
No, that's not the definition of Makbid. Makbid means this thing that's on me, I don't want it on me. Maybe now I don't care, but at times I don't want it on me. Well, maybe even now I don't want to.
So that's the Gemara.
That's the definition of Makbid.
That's the Gemara.
What do you mean that's the Gemara? I'm not sure.
So what's this Kasha?
Yeah. So the Kasha is, yeah. Kasha is that Mimela, anything that's covering Rov the Guf, even if I'm not Makbid, I don't really care.
Yeah, on the Chatzitza.
Right. But since it's going to pass on my Tzil and be the Rabbanan, Mimela, I'm not, I don't want it on there. I don't want my Tzil pass. So I don't want it there. So then you're Makbid. So now it's Rov HaMakbid.
It should become
a Psal D'Raisa. It should become a Psal D'Raisa.
Oh, I see.
And it becomes a Psal D'Raisa. Lukasha? Okay. So the Yeshua's Yaakov, who, as I said, the first one that we know asks is Kasha, He says Enechanami. He says Enechanami. It's true. Rov She'eino Makbid does pass on me the Raisa. He says it does. Rov She'eino Makbid passes the Raisa because you're always Makbid. On Rov She'eino Makbid, you're always Makbid after the Rabbanan passes the Tefillah. And he says, and that's why the Gemara never asked that Miyat She'eino Makbid should be Usur Utu Rov She'eino Makbid, because if they would have asked that Kasha, there would have been no Teretz. Gzeril Gzeris, not Gzeril Gzeris. Gzeril not Deraisa. Rov She'eino Makbid became a Deraisa. So they never asked that Kasha. Now, Agav, it's a little shrek, they did it. In Sukkah and Erevin, they did ask it, and neither they didn't. That's why I said, neither they didn't ask it. Neither they only asked the Kasha that Miyat She'eino Makbid should be Usur Als Miyat HaMakbid. They never asked it should be Usur Als. Neither the Gemara didn't ask it should be Usur Als Rosh She'eino Makbid. But in Sukkah and Erevin, they did. So he seems to ignore it. And he quotes Sukkah and Erevin. He says, that's why the Gemara doesn't ask it. But anyway, but because what do you mean? So the Gemara doesn't ask it. So what? So they don't ask it, so it's not sure? So he says, it's not sure for another reason. It's not shver to be gozer on Miyat She'eino Makbid or to Rov She'eino Makbid, because he says Rov She'eino Makbid is the milsa del shchicha. Like you have something covering Rov of your guf and you're not Makbid, you can go your whole life that way, you have no problem. It says it's a milsa del shchicha to have a Rov She'eino Makbid. So even though they asked Rov She'eino Makbid mi d'rabbanan, so they asked the thing that's not Shchich Otu Rov HaMakbid, which is Shchich, but they're not going to ask Miyat She'eino Makbid Otu Rov She'eino Makbid, which is not Shchich. So again, he says, the Gemara never asked, once again, the Gemara never asked to ask Miyat She'eino Makbid Otu Rov She'eino Makbid, because Rov She'eino Makbid is a Milsa no Shchicha, and they wouldn't be Gozer Otu a Milsa no Shchicha. They never asked. Now that Kasha is not Shver. The only Kasha that's Shver is, goes there Miyat She'eino Makbid or to Miyat HaMakbid, and that the answer is Zero Lizera. That's what Yeshua Yaakov says. But the problem is that in Sukkah and Erevin, at least the way we have the Gemara in Sukkah and Erevin, they do ask the Kasha. The Behedya does ask that we should ask her al Sarov She'enu Makbid, and the answer, no, Gzera L'Gzera. So it's Mefurish in the Gemara Sukkah and Erevin, the way we have it. It's Mefurish that Rov She'enu Makbid is still only a Derabbanan. Rov She'enu Makbid did not become a Deraisa, and the Kasha goes back, why not? Why is Rov She'enu Makbid not a Deraisa? It should inherently be considered Rov HaMakbid. So there are two other terutzim that the Achronim say. Rav Chanan in the back of the Kovetz Ha'aris and the Kutras Achron brings both these terutzim and many other Achronim, the Rav Chaim Ozer and Shudas Nachiezer and Shlomo Zalman and earlier Achronim, they all handle these two terutzim. The first teretz is that the Torah, again, the Torah only asks that you have two components, yes, Rov and Machbid. So what does Machbid mean? Machbid means you don't want it on. But Zuck, let's call it Rabbi Chanan. Zuck Rabbi Chanan, it's only, if the only reason you're machbid is gufa because the Torah, or because the halacha asks it, the halacha doesn't allow it, because the halacha says if you have it on, it's not going to be good tefillah, that's not called machbid. Machbid means I don't want it on me for my personal reasons, or for any other reason in the world, for non-halachic reasons, or it could be halachic reasons, but halachic reasons that not based on this very halacha. If the only reason I'm makbid is because the halacha says if you leave it there, it's going to pass your tefillah, memela a makbid, that's not called makbid. But raya ledavar, paraduma, that's the connection, paraduma. What's the right, what's paraduma? The Gemara says in Daf Lamed in Baba Mitzia that shachan by the paraduma shachan aleha of kshera Allah aleha zachar psula, but the paraduma can't, it says asher lo Allah aleha ol, you can't work with it, you can't put an ol in it. If and ol is lav dafka, the Gemara says even other things, but if a bird lands on the back of the paraduma it doesn't pass. So why not? Because the Allah aleha has to be ledaita, the Bailam has to want it, the Bailam has to be nicha, and they have no. Bailam has no benefit that a bird lands on the back of the paraduma, so that's considered lo nichale, and it doesn't pass it. But Allah aleha zachar, if a male cow mates with the paraduma, possible. So Frektos says, why? Who in the world is going to want a male cow, he's going to be nichale that the male cow mates with his paraduma, and he passes it. The paraduma is worth a small fortune, or a large fortune. So what... what toelis does he have that maybe he'll have a nice little vlad here? Fractosis, why is it? You're talking about the Allah Allah has zachar my psula. Havadil on nichale, lahaf still parish, and the meha yukari, mishul davar muat. So why is that ever nichale? It should also be not nichale. And Fractosis, the shlomer, the im haisek shera, have a nichale. If it wouldn't passel, if Allah Allah has zachar wouldn't ruin my paraduma, then I would want it. I would, then I'd be nichale.
Why, so, why is that not the same by every like on Shabbos also?
Very similar,
right?
Yeah, that's the other Sushtel. Back when I was discussing with Rabbi Eliezer a few years, that's what he said right away. So, he said, that's not called Makbid. Exactly this, right? So, but in print, all I saw is they make the Sushtel to Paraduma. So just to finish that out, so he says, Allah has to be, if this wouldn't be a paraduma, or if it wouldn't pass my paraduma, if any other cow in the world, I'd be fine. I'd be very happy that I might get a vlad out of this. Here, it's not worth it, because the vlad is most likely not going to be a duma, so memela, all I'm going to do is pass my paraduma and get a little little calf out of it, which is only worth a fraction of it. So memela, since I would be nichale, normally, so that's called nichale. So here too, says Rabbi Chanan, we don't look at the halacha. We don't look at the fact that the halacha says it doesn't pay. It doesn't make sense. No, put aside the halacha. Putting aside the halacha, it does make sense. Called nichle. Here too, if putting aside the halacha, I'm not makbid. It's called ein makbid or a psikresha nichle. Right? We don't say that every time a person does something which is a psikresha and he benefits from the outcome, he enjoys the outcome. He says, but it's not worth. Kares, it's not reskila. Is that worth doing it if it's Chol Shabbos? I'd much rather not have this outcome and not be Mechal Shabbos. But that doesn't make it lo nichale. Lo nichale means putting aside the consideration of Shabbos, would I want this outcome, would I not want? And if I would want this outcome, putting aside Hilcha Shabbos, then that's called nichale. Okay. So that's one possible teretz. So over here, it's not called makbid because it's not called. But says Rav Chanan, but at least by this case of Paraduma, other Rishonim, give a different Tarsus Kasha. They don't say this Yisoid. They don't agree with this Yisoid. They look for other Tarsus. Maybe there's Nichol like this. Maybe he's hoping he'll have to get a Paradum out of it. Maybe he'll get twin Paradumas and then he just doubles the money. You know, they say other Tarsus. Vice versa, other Rishonim don't agree to this Yisoid. And they hold, even if it's only the Halacha that makes it, that I'm not Nichol, that's good enough. So here too, even though Halacha makes it that I'm Makbid, that should be called Makbid. So Zok Reb Chaim Brisker, the terrace that everybody brings, Reb Chanan and Reb Chaim also brings it, not from Chaim Brisker, but and Reb Shlomo Zaman, Zok Reb Chaim Brisker, the whole kasha doesn't begin. Kusha may Karl Lesa. What was the kasha? That once the Rabbana said, if I have a chatzitza which covers rov, even I'm not makbid, but it covers rov, it passes my tefillah. So Memela, I'm makbid. In other words, the chatzitza lets us talk numbers. I have a chatzitza cover 51% of my body. And a makbid because once the rabban I'm sorry. We're talking about rov shein makbid. Rov shein makbid. Because 51% of the body. So midaraisa, it's nothing. Ain't no makbid. But the rabbanan said, but if you leave it there, you'd feel as puzzle. So memela a makbid. So what am I makbid on? A makbid on the whole thing, the whole 51%. No, I'm only makbid on like 2%. Because if you would take off 2%, and I'd be left with 49%. So it's 49. It's a mega chain on makbid. It's a mega chain on makbid, right? Inherently, I'm not makbid on this thing. I don't care if it covers 51%. I don't care anything. I only care because by covering 51% of my body, it passes my kilometer abundant. So fine. So cut off 2%, and now it's down to 49, and now I'm very happy. So I'm not makbid on the rove. I'm makbid on the small meat. So it's right, it's a mea chain. It's not a rove chain. The kasha was should become a deraisa. Because it's a rove hamakbid. Terry says, no, it's not a rove hamakbid. It's a mea hamakbid. I'm only makbid on a small part of it. And a chavis, so it's a takapasa midrabana, but that's it. The only place.
Because the rove, would be on my entire body.
So very good. So thank you for reminding me. I forgot to mention there's one more Gemara. Very good. There's one more Gemara. And there's one more Gemara Maseches Yevamos, that talks about the case of a Nachris Muberis, a non-Jewish woman who wants to be Megayer. And she's Muberis at the time. She's expecting a blood. When she's Toveles, says the Gemara, the Tevila is Ola even for the Uber that she's carrying. And says Tosis, even if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imo, right? If you hold Uber Yerech Imo, so it's like her arm or her leg or her nose, of course the Tevila is good. But even if you hold Uber Lav Yerech Imo, the Tevila of the mother is considered a Tevila on the Vlad as well. Frek the Gemara, why? How's it a Tevila on the Vlad? What happened to the Din we said before? Rubo, she'eno makpid is a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, well, no, rubo she'eno makpid is not a problem because since it's efsher ben yinacher, the rabbanans were not makpid on. The rabbanan waved their hakpada here and said, as long as it's only a chatzitza, the rabbanan rubo she'eno ain't no makpid here. It's ain't no makpid here because this is the normal way. No, it's called ain't no makpid, but it's rubo that the rabbanan waved. However, says the Gemara, but Omar Rav Kahana, but kulo afilo ain't no makpid is chayt seitz min atayra. Another yisod. Other than the yisod we said from three places in Shas, just one place in Yevamos Daf Ayin Ches. Omer Aleph, kulo afal pishenu makpid is chosis min haTorah. So, in fact, the Gemara says, so how does the tefillah of the mother help for the vlad? It's kulo. It's completely encompassed by the mother. It's kulo ayo makpid shepasul min haTorah. So the Gemara answered the Hainu Rabise over here. It's a special. It's not a problem. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch and others. Where is this halacha of Kahana? Just like I forgot to mention it, the Rambam omits. This halacha is not brought. This Rav Kahana is not brought. It's not brought in the Rambam. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. This din that kulo afal pi she'eno makpid is chotzeitz is not brought. In fact, in Minchas Chinuch, why does the Rambam not bring this din? But people were saying, and really, B'Jichab is very good, because the original kasha was that even Rubo she'eno makbid should be a psul d'oraisa, because once the rabbanon passel rubo she'eno makbid, memela a makbid, memela becomes rubo hamakbid. The teretz is Zok Reb Chaim Brisker. No, you're not makbid on the rove. You're makbid on a little bit. You're makbid on only 2%. The other 49%, you don't care. So it's only a mi'ed hamakbid. It's not a rove hamakbid. But if you have kulo, let's say your entire body is covered by a chatzitza, you're not makbid on it. But your entire body is covered 100%. So now, in order Midrabanan, you have a problem. You might not be makbid, but it's kulo, yesh kal kulo rubo, it's covering your whole body, so Midrabanan is going to pass your tefillah. So the only way to make it not pass your tefillah, would you have to take off 51%. You can't, right? You have to get down to 49. So yeah, so you're makbid on 51%. So if I'm makbid on 51%, I'm only makbid because of the din. It's really a kul she'eino makbid. But once the rabbanan passed such a tefillah, so me'mela I become makbid. On how much? 51%. I need to get rid of 51% for the tefillah to be good. So me'mela, the Rambam didn't have to bring the din of Rav Kahana that kulo she'eino makbid passes, because every kulo she'eino makbid is me'mela a rubo hamakbid, because I'm makbid on 51%. Me'mela, by just bringing the din of Rav hamakbid, it was already nichol the din of Rav Kahana. So, but we're going, the post can go with assuming that you need to get down to less than 50. You have to get less than 50. That's what Chaim says. You have to get to less than 50. So you have to get down to less than 50. Memela, a machbid on 50 plus, a machbid on. And every row, every kulo, she'eino machbid is memela, a rubo ha machbid, and the pasul with tefillah anyway.